Hi, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as Starry Guest. Everybody knows both of my names. And I have a special guest here tonight. His name is Javier. He is a shaman. And we're waiting for Al to come on. He's having some issues with the cell phone. You know, that's the way it is always. You always have something going on. Anything digital, it can go. I know when my computer goes, oh, my God. Well, my computer doesn't go, though. I should knock on wood because that's my big baby that I have here. If I don't have that, I'm, like, dead in the water. But anyways, I'm going to kind of give it a few minutes. I'm going to talk a little bit, and then I'm going to let Javier talk, and I'm going to ask him some questions. But I kind of want to wait a little bit before, you know, for Al. But as everybody knows, I'll mention the sites. Okay, of course, it's Stars of the Z, psychics.com. You can go to that. That's mine. You can go to mysticlivingtoday.com. That is also mine. And you can also go to planetstars.com. That is the hub. That's where you can reach everything that you want. You can go to the, you can read the blog there. You can read the magazine from there. You can go over to Stars. We have a message board. You can go there also. You just have to create a name for yourself, and we encourage you to do that. I'm thinking the new issue is out. I'm only going to wait a few minutes, and then we're going to just start this. The new issue is out of Mystic Living Today. Lots of good stuff. I had Ariane G. Bon Voisin last week, and next week I have somebody coming on that is a artist. That's going to be interesting too. I like to have new people in, and then I think we have, what do we have after that? I have to look at my little trusty calendar. Oh, we have Deidre. She had a really beautiful book that she put out, and then I have somebody named Chris, and then we're into August. There's just a lot of people that want to be interviewed. It's a lot of fun. It gives them exposure, and I think it's really a good thing. So, I think Javier, I'm gonna bring you on right now, and I want everybody to welcome him. I'm gonna go look in the chat room, see if anybody's in there. Sometimes people have questions. You can always call in. The number to call in is 347-838-9736. If you have a question for him, like, you know, well, what is it that you do? But you know what? Natalie's going to cover it all, as I always do. So welcome, Javier. I'm happy to have you here. My first question to you is, what is a shaman? What does a shaman do?
A shaman is a healer. It's a healer that is totally connected with nature. Since we use both the spiritual spirits and herbs to heal people with different ailments.
Okay, and you can do other areas. You said to me that you do the spiritual, you'll do emotional, right? And I'm sure that covers areas like if somebody experienced a loss, like a spouse or a friend or whatever, I'm sure that the healing would help with that, correct?
Correct. Yes, okay. It's connection, very deep connection. I mean, there's no separation, even though what we call different things like the mind, body, and the spirit is the same thing. It's just the same energy.
Well, energy is important. I know sometimes you'll go someplace and you feel this energy. I'm an empath, and you know what that is. But it's difficult to be an empath at the level that I'm at because I can watch. This is true, Javier. I can watch something on television. You know, like I watch National Geographic all the time. I love animals, and I can see something injured, and I actually feel that injury. Or if I see a movie and that person is hurt, either not necessarily physical. It's more emotional, so I guess that would be attached to the spiritual, and that's where I come in. But it can really take me to a place that I really don't like it all the time. I mean, it can be out of control to where I don't cry, I sob. I've told people this before. If I start, you're not going to stop me until I'm done, and that's it. But that's how I feel, and I'm assuming that probably I could use a little bit of something from you so that I don't experience things so deeply. Do you think so?
Of course. You have to, number one, acknowledge that it's a gift. It's not a burden and it's not anything else. it's a gift to be able to read, to perceive other energies, even though those energies are a long distance. Because one thing in, that we believe in shamanism is that time and distance that don't exist. It's just an illusion.
Right. Yeah. Well. Go ahead. You can talk as much as you want. I'm in the chat room talking to some people here. See if they want to call in or anything. So you just go ahead. Take it away.
Yes.
This is your hour, Javier. I love saying your name, Javier. What does that mean?
What does that mean? My name has a few meanings. Few meanings that, of course, is the messenger is one of them.
Okay.
And
the other one is
the earth keeper. Not the earth, I said the earth keeper, but the garden keeper.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Okay, and you live in Baja, Mexico.
Yes.
And you have, tell us about how you began this. I mean, how did you know you were going to be doing this? And some people will say, well, how do you know this is what you want to do? I mean, did you feel a calling or what? Maybe you can explain that to the audience.
Well, in the place where I was, where I was born, it's a place where this is almost a daily thing. I grew up with two shamans, two females, and they were very powerful. So at the age of eight or 9 years old, they started training me.
Uh-huh.
They told my mother that I have a gift, then that I should pursue it, and they told my mom, living here with us in this sanctuary, and where those two shamans were very powerful. Well, they both dead already, but they started training me since I was a little boy, and then I moved to California, and then I started getting with different tribes, with different people, and one thing led to another one, and I just enhanced my abilities by practicing, by doing it, and then I the spirit came to me and say, "Bob, let's do it, you know, full time. Let's do it all the time."
Right. This is
made
what you
that,
need to be doing. Now, I talked to you about the sweat lodges, and you told me that you're not a full blooded Indian, are you?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
But and before we got on the air, everyone, I asked him about that because I saw that in his bio, and I immediately was drawn to that. I don't know why. But I wanted to ask him about it. And what do you do in those? I mean, everybody has seen movies where they take you in the like a teepee, right? They take and you sit around the fire, right? Isn't that what happens?
Yes.
And there's whoever wants to bring.
No, you don't sit around the fire. The fire is outside.
Okay.
Which is,
you do this outside. Okay, you explain how you do it.
Yeah, you heat up a special stones that we use. We call it grandmothers. And we heat them up. They're lava stones. Then we heat them up outside in a furnace with this person. He's a firekeeper. Make sure that those stones are very, very hot. And then after a couple of ceremonies and chants and invocations, we ask permission to the sweat lodge, which is the Mother Earth's womb, and we walk in, and inside the sweat lodge, there's a pit. It's a hole in the center, and that's where we put all the hard stones. And after we put the hard stones, and we walk on the hard stones, we put medicine on the hard stone, medicine with water, and it creates a steam. And through that steam, the breathing, the steam, that's how we are able to start releasing the toxins through the sweat. So the goal, ceremonies are very intense because they're very hot. Not everybody can handle them, but the majority can. And it gets very intense, very hot, where you have to sweat at least 2 quarts of water, sometimes three quarts of water, and that period of time of 2.5 hours. So inside, we continue doing invocations for detachment, because in our traditions, we believe that any attachment that is in your system, either mental, physical, or emotional, they make you a slave. And the majority of us human beings, we live, even though we're born as free human beings, we acquire attachments or slavery devices, how I call it. And we attach so much that we are walking with chains and heavy, and we're dragging those chains through our lives, and that what make us unhappy, because we are betraying ourselves. We are betraying our creation, since we were created free, with no language, no thoughts, no judgments, none of that. And after we start living and walking, we start acquiring this of being attached to these slavery devices. And by the time that we are like 15 and above, every time we become adults, we become slaves.
That is very true. And it's kind of a, so isn't it? It's energy that everything is energy, and you're carrying all this heavy stuff around, and you're not able to function at your peak, what you're supposed to be doing. And I think emotional is really heavy. It can be really heavy duty. It can be really heavy duty on you. So, it makes sense.
It's incredible.
We have a caller. Let's just stay on the air. I want to see who this caller is. Hold on a second. Don't go away, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm back. I guess he just wanted to listen. But anyways, you know, I know for myself, and I can use myself as an example, when I was taking care of my husband, and I did it for a very long time, he needed somebody. I mean, he could have used somebody like you, because he was like a different person. Well, he had Alzheimer's, okay? So they turn into somebody different. I mean, totally. Sometimes they have symptoms. You see a little bit of their personality when they're young. I saw it with him. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes they get really super quiet, and sometimes they turn into what people will say monsters. And they have no control, and they are angry, probably angry from within. They're like this. They can't remember things. Well, that's how he was. And I really think that had I known somebody like you, you probably could have helped him ease some of this that he went through. I had to watch, and it was very painful, but I felt all of the wrath from him. You know, I was the one that got all of his anger and how he was. It was only me. And so do you ever help people like that, that they bring in people that have something really severely emotional going on? Because that is not necessarily physical. Well, it is physical because it attacks the brain. But I'm saying, have you ever worked with anybody like that?
Yes. We host some people from, they come from all over the world, Europe, United States, and South Mexico, or to us, and they stay with us sometimes a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks for those different ailments. It's just a matter of guiding their soul to where they belong, to where they need to be. Many times these attachments become their prison, and they feel themselves inside this prison, and that's how they suffer
all
the time.
Yeah,
that's experience. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I don't think he knew who he was or had been. I don't think he knew any of that. He was a teacher, you know, and I use him always as an example because because of what I had to go through. And I think even though it's been over 6 years, it still hangs with me some. It's still, you know, because there wasn't anything anybody could do. I mean, sometimes people can be medicated and they get calm and at least they can watch TV and stuff like that. But, I mean, it was like 24/7 with him. And but he could probably have used somebody like you that could have
helped
him.
They needed to be that way. Many times, most of the time, this mental illness happens as a protection. As a protection device, or as a guidance device, and the soul goes to a different place, deal with all these attachments and traumas and stuff like that that your body and your mind cannot do anymore. So it needs to go to a different realm to deal with it, to detach from it, to move forward.
But the problem with it is that I knew before that, before even the diagnosis, he showed a lot of symptoms, but he always had a temper, so I always thought that was him just getting older with more of a temper. But then it got really bad, and most people end up in a home when they're like that. And my son and I had a long discussion. I have only one son. And, you know, he asked me what I thought, and I told him, I said, well, I'm strong. If you saw me, you would look at me and say, I don't know how you're so strong, but I am. I'm only 5'2". I weigh like 103 pounds. I'm just this little thing. But inside, I'm very strong. I had to be. And I told him, I said, no, we're not going to do that. I'll keep him here. If he gets really, really, really bad, then I'll have to do something. But I did it all myself, you know, and I'm still standing, and I didn't break any bones, and, I survived. It was very tough.
Yes.
But, you know, no matter, sometimes I would look at him, and I'd say, I wish you were like you were before. And he'd say, what are you talking about? He didn't know that he was different. He had no clue. And he didn't... I mean, it's something to watch, and I'm sure there will be listeners, or later on, sometimes people listen to the show, and it'll touch with them. They'll say, yep, she's right. I remember all of these things, and but, you know, I'm what's left over. I mean, and I have to say that, you know, I don't have anybody in my life yet, but it would take a very special man, I think, because I was mistreated so badly most of my life, so... You know, not that I want to be treated like a little princess. I mean, I wouldn't mind. You know, you can put me on my throne. I don't know. No, not my throne. But you know what I'm saying. But I think there's always hesitation with somebody like myself, and even if it's a man that experienced it with his wife or girlfriend or significant other, it doesn't matter. You are left with some of this, and I don't want to call it baggage. It's not really baggage. But you are left with this emotional turmoil that you went through, and it's attached itself to you. And I find myself sometimes that I have moments where I can flash back to when everything was pretty good, you know, to say, but doesn't last very long. And so that's a difficult, and I'm sure they could use somebody that is a healer like yourself, because you do things in a different way, but you use herbs. I'm really curious about this sweat lodge. This is really, I don't know why. I really don't know why.
But I just think that
you really do perspire, and you're getting rid of the toxins, correct?
Vitamins. That's all they are, okay? Because the medicine, nothing is gonna get or help you if you don't accept them. So the medicine, you had it inside of you.
Yeah.
Let me clarify that. Because no medicine, no herbs is going to work without you. So you need to be able to be open to receive and respect those herbs. Embrace
them. That's right. And believe. And you have to believe. That's very important.
Work. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So there's medicine for a lot of, in the whole world, for a lot of different ailments like Alzheimer's,
if everyone starts experiencing those symptoms. And it's good for everyone after 50 to start drinking herbs like rosemary.
Rosemary
is a very good tool for the brain. It's a very good tool for the brain for Alzheimer's, to prevent it and to treat it. But
now,
you need to connect with peace. That is you.
Okay, so you can use rosemary. I mean, I know what that that herb is because I put it on my roasted chicken. I love the
again,
smell of it. And sage. Is sage good for you for it too? Is that sage help?
The other one has to be you. The other 50%. You as a whole. You as a spirit. You as a mind. You as a body. Embrace it. And it can help you tremendously. It's our nature. We are 50% flesh, 50% spirit. That means in this tri-dimensional plane, we are we belong to this nature, to this earth. And the more we walk away from this nature, from this earth, these natural remedies, the more we're going to get hurt.
I have two callers. Hold on a minute. Let me see if somebody wants to speak with you. So don't go away, Javier. I mean, you can keep talking if you want.
Hello?
Hi, hello.
Javier, are you there? Let me connect him. I lost him.
Okay.
Javier? Are you there? Oh, no, he dropped. Okay, his call dropped. We have to hold on a minute. For those of you who are calling in, we're getting a lot of callers. I know you all, everybody wants to know all about them. You probably read the little bio that I had. I'll get to each one of you as soon as he calls back in again. But he's in Baja, and Al, who's supposed to be co-hosting the show, has been having issues as well with his cell. Let's see. Okay, maybe. Okay, this is Al. Hold on. Let me connect my co-host. Hi, Al. Is that you?
It sure is. How are you doing, Natalie?
Oh, I'm good. We lost Javier, but I've got some callers here. They all want to. I mean, I was clicking on everybody because I thought I had typed in his name. There's a little place that you can type in their name, and then I looked up and he's dropped. So, anyways, we were discussing about his sweat lodge because I thought that was the coolest thing. And he started to explain about the herbs like rosemary and sage and things like that. Now, is he a close friend of yours?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so one gal here, and she's probably, I know she's listening, she wanted to know, is he also a psychic?
I'll let him answer that.
Yeah, because you see, there's variances of that. Exactly. I mean, you know, I know... He channels energies, let me see what number I'm waiting for him. Okay, I'm waiting for him. Okay, maybe this is him. This is him. Hold on, let me get him. Javier, you're back.
Yes, I'm back.
Yes, okay. I have a lady, her name is Yvonne. Yvonne, are you there? Yvonne. I must have lost her. Anyway, she wanted to know, she was reading all about you, and she wanted to know if you're also a psychic.
Yeah, that's one of the names
that
I can be called. Yes.
Okay, but I know you channel, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You know, I think we lost Al, I think. Just losing people left
here.
Oh, no, it's still that Al. Al is still there. Al, why don't you talk to Javier a little bit, and I'm going to get this other caller and see if they want to ask a question. Can you do that?
Sure, absolutely. Javier, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Al?
Doing really, really well. So I'm going to give the audience a real quick rundown about you, if you don't mind. I don't know. I was having trouble calling in, so I don't know what you guys talked about.
I
have known Javier for several years, and as a matter of fact, back in September of 2015, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and he is one of the healers that have an instrumental effect on me beating that cancer. He's a good friend. He's very knowledgeable. He practices a holistic health, and he's done wonders for me and for many others. And we both live in Baja California currently. And I don't know what else you've told him, Javier, so I figured I'd just do an introduction from my personal point of view.
Right. Well, we were talking about Alzheimer's, and he was explaining that attaches it to the person, but you have to, I think, and Javier could tell me I'm wrong, but I think you really have to see the signs really early. Is that true, Javier? Because then
no,
you can work with the person, correct?
Any illness, there's no limitations for nature. There's no limitations for your body because your body was created perfect. We just got to get to the right energies. I have seen patients of cancer patients in the last days come back. I have knowledge of people with little kids with leukemia come back. Little kids with different ailments or adults with different ailments come back to live a normal life. But it has to be, we have to walk away from that belief of limitation, the belief that we cannot have a good life or a healthy life until the day that you have to cross over. And just like my father, he was a diabetic, and but he didn't die over that. I mean, he was in the last years of his life, he was very healthy, he was very good, and he fell asleep, and he died in his sleep. And that's pretty much a way that we all should transition, without any long-term suffering or anything like that. But we have to get connected to Mother Earth again. We have to get connected with nature. We, as I explained earlier, we are beings of that accounts 50% from the cosmos, from the divine, from the universe, and 50% from the earth. And we don't acknowledge that enough. We should be living out of the earth, out of the fruits and veggies that we get from earth. We should be living with some all the teeth and infusions and plants and roots that we find in nature. And that will be our healing. Because those plants help us to stay focused, to stay in peace with ourselves, to stay all the troubles and turbulences of life.
That's my bird, not my bird, that's my son's bird. You hear cooing because he's hearing me talk. But, and you have to believe in this to begin with. You have to have a basis. You have to believe because I tell everybody that. If you have to believe in things you cannot see, you can't see it with your eyes, but you have to know that it's there. And that's part of it. I mean, belief is so important in all of this. Now I want to ask you something. You can do things remotely, meaning the person does not have to be there, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes,
that's probably more difficult, though, huh?
Well, as I say, for energy, time and distance doesn't exist. You can travel. I have clients that are in Europe. I have clients that are in South Mexico or far United States. That I work with, remotely. Of course, they have to have some criteria because they have to do some work too. Because many times you create this environment, this toxic environment that is hurting you, and not a lot of us are willing to detach from that environment. So, because we are slaves, very simple. And the slavery, the spirit has been talking to me all since the last part of the year and all this year about a slavery. Many of us, we live as slaves, and that hurt us. It's against our nature. We're not being created to be a slave. We're created free, and we betray ourselves by slavering our own selves.
Yeah, in one way or another. Doesn't mean you're in chains.
Yes.
You can just have your own chains that nobody can see that grab a hold of you. And Al, you can talk anytime you want. You know me. I'll just talk away here. Other question is, why? Now you weren't born and raised in Baja, were you? Where did you come? Where were you born?
I was born in Sinaloa, which is by Mazo clan. That's the most common place that everybody knows.
Okay.
That's about 20 hours driving from here. Probably it's in northern state of Mexico.
Okay. Why did you choose to go
mm-hmm.
where you are? Why did you go to Baja? Why did you want to live there? I'm just
asking
simple questions.
I'm coming from Riverside, United States.
Right, Riverside, California?
In California. And that's where the spirit came to me. And he told me that I had to move to Mexico. And I was like, what? Mexico? I don't want to go back to Mexico. But I was just joking because I am very obedient to the spirit. And the spirit through messages, direct messages for me and for my wife. We end up driving here. We didn't know anyone. And we find this place that is Baja. It's magical and beautiful and powerful. And when I find this place...
Well, I know Al is there, and I know he loves it there, don't you, Al?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I invite Al Diaz to live with us.
Ah, okay.
I invite
Al Diaz
to come and live with us, and that's how he ends up being here, too. It was so powerful, the message, that I have a center in Riverside for many years. And I moved the center right through to Baja, and I sold my house, and my wife and I packed, and we moved over. No questions asked.
Well, that was a big change for you.
Very big change.
Yeah. Well,
anytime
you go someplace and you don't know how you're going to make any money, how am I going to live? Now I'm supposed to do all of this. Well, yeah. Well, okay. But hopefully the rest will come. You know, and many, many people do that. You know, they just take the chance and they listen and they do it.
Do you have a
sanctuary where you are?
Yes, it's a sanctuary where we are.
Okay.
Yes. It's a beautiful sanctuary in front of the ocean. That, I gotta make a comment when it comes to these leap of faith. I don't think that I take any chances because I know the spirit. Is that there was a reason why the spirit came to us and told us specifically. And our meditations, and we gather messages from different people, from different psychics, different healers, telling us you guys are moving to Mexico. So the spirit knows why he sent us here. He knows better than us, the purpose of us moving here, and he's happy to be here.
How long have you been there?
Almost 3 years.
Oh, okay. So it's not too old at all. No.
No.
And now,
can you guys hear me? Hello. Can you hear me?
A little faint. But Javier's a little faint too. But I think it's because where you're calling from. Sometimes I have a little bit more. Like when I talked to Ariane last week, it was fine. But she was calling from New York. I think it's just, I don't know, over the lines. Who knows what it is? But yeah. Al, how did you find Javier?
Okay, well, I'll answer that in a moment. I have a question for Javier that the audience may want to hear. I think most people, Javier, the perspective of a shaman is that they heal something physically. But do you also, I already know the answer, but I want the audience to know the answer. Do you also work with something that's emotional or mental or spiritual?
Did I work with something?
In other words, do you also heal mental, emotional, and spiritual? Everybody knows how shaman heals physically, but do you also work with the physical, I mean, with the emotional and mental and spiritual?
Yes. We, in shamanism, we believe that all the illness, or 95% of the illness, come from the mind and the emotions. So when we treat someone, we don't treat it for the symptoms. We treat it for the root cause of the problem, which is the reason why they become ill. They become slaves. They become offline. The reason why those three entities inside of you, which is your mind, your body, your spirit, are not in sync. They're not in alignment. So we look for the alignment of all those three, because the body heals itself. The body is powerful. The body is perfect if you give it the right energies. So through spirit work, through plants of power, through plants and ceremonies, we help them to align those energies so the body can heal itself.
My question to you, Javier, then is, can somebody heal themselves without you, or is it better that they go through you because you're the conduit for spirit?
They can. Of course, they have the capacity. Everyone, a healer is medicine is not exclusive for a few people. The medicine is available for everyone, but you have to be dedicated. You have to be searching. You have to be. It's a path. It's a walk. It's not just everyone have a notion of have a magic pill that somebody's gonna give an pill that is gonna make everything go away. The problem with this is that nobody's willing to do that, to do the work. And that's probably one of the biggest diseases in the world right now, that not a lot of people is willing to do the work, to make the attachment, to get out from their prison. Because I've been talking about being a slave. The one funny thing about being a slave is that the prison that you created, it has no lock. It has no chains. It's all in your mind. It's all imaginary. So can you open that gate and walk out? Yes, you can. You have the ability, you have the power, you have the wisdom, everyone. It's not exclusive for a few people. Question is, are you willing to do it?
Right, and it takes a lot of effort, right?
Yes, it does.
Al, are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That
will cause you to be faint. Okay. Let's see, I have other questions. Tell me, I don't really have the questions written. I'm just going to ask you what I want to know because I'm sure everybody else wants to know. Okay, so you moved to Baja and you set up your sanctuary. Now, does your wife work with you also?
Yeah, she's a healer as well. She's a Reiki master.
Oh, I know what that is.
She's a Reiki
yep.
master, and she's also a shamanic practitioner.
Okay.
And, we work together all the time.
So, how do people go about? I don't even have your website. What's your website, Javier?
It's www.elsantuariointerno.com.
Oh, we got to spell that. Don't laugh at me. You talk to him, and I'm going to go look it up because I want to get this for people in case they want to contact him. I mean, they can always contact me, you know, at starscast@starpsychics.com or starscast@mysticlivingtoday.com. You can reach me at either place, but I'm going to I'm going to go look it up so that we can give it across the air. So, Al, go ahead and you talk with him a little bit, and let me do a little searching here.
Okay, done deal. Hey, Javier, I'm going to ask you an interesting question. If somebody is going through an emotional hurt of a loved one because either they split up or they transition to the other side, what can they do to move on from that hurt or that pain?
The only thing that it can hurt you is a lie. The truth cannot never hurt you. The truth, as many masters have said, the truth shall make you free. So what is that is hurting you? Somebody else's decision? What is it that is hurting you? Somebody else's journey? Are you attached to those decisions? These are the things that you have to analyze personally. Why this is hurting me? Is that emotion, that decision belongs to me or not? So if you find the truth about all that, you will never be hurt. I can tell you right now, let's say, I give you an example, my daughter, she got her own life. She got her own decisions. She's a child of the universe. She's a child of this world. And she has the right to decide for her life. So why her decisions is going to hurt me? I am not there. I am not in her life to control her decisions. This is my truth. I am there to support her. So any decision that she makes is her decision, not mine. So when you
go ahead.
Yes. When you attach yourself, when you become a slave of somebody else's decisions or journey, that's when you suffer.
You just brought up another interesting topic, and thank you for sharing. Control. Most of humanity wants to control outcomes. Most of humanity wants to control situations and experiences. How does one person evolve from controlling? Because everybody wants to control because, in part, because they don't want to get hurt again. So, how do you relinquish control and live in freedom?
By looking the truth once again. Look at your truth. Why you want to control how my wife feels? No, you don't control that. That's not your journey. That's not your job in this lifetime. Your job is to be you. How other people is going to take what you have to give them, what you have to share with them, it's not your business. So I can only feel me. I'm release any attachments or control because I know that is making me a slave. So I want to be free.
And I agree with you. So let me throw this at you. So let's say you have a patient that has back pain and it's severe back pain, and I know you go to the root cause of whatever the back pain is, and you said it could be either mental or emotional, and you come to the realization it's about control that's causing this back pain. How does the person heal from that control? I know you said going to the truth, but you know, if you've had back pain all your life, how are you going to heal? Okay, here's my question. How are you going to heal the control so that person no longer has back pain?
The journey of that person is to find out where the pain is coming from. Not to control it, but to release it. That's the journey. And whether that pain is going to go away or not, that's not the person's issue. That shouldn't be the problem. The problem should be the journey. The person should be attached to the job, not to the end results. Most of us will be, I want to get rid of this pain, which is the end result. But we, by doing that, we're missing up on their journey. The journey is the most important thing to find out. Perhaps when you go to a chiropractor, you will meet someone right there that is going to be a good teacher for you in your life. Perhaps if you go to a person, you tell somebody in the restaurant that you got a back pain, you're going to find out that the person is going to be your next relationship. There's something in the journey, always the journey to go about that back pain is the one that's going to guide you. The end result is not a guide. The end result is the finish of the cycle. But the cycle itself, the walk, is the one that is most significant. That's what you're going to learn. That's what you're going to experience life. So don't focus on the end. Focus on the journey together.
How come some people go through their journey? I understand that journey aspect. But how come some people go through the journey, or actually very few people go through the journey really quickly, and some people take, for most people, it takes a whole lifetime? What is the difference? Why do some people they get to the end result real quick, but for the most part, it takes everybody else a lifetime or years to get to the end result? What causes that?
It's a very complicated question because there's so many variances on it. It has a lot to do with your destiny, with your purpose that you came. It has a lot to do with your willingness. It has a lot to do with your openness in life. It has a lot to do with your connections. And we all connect different. We all walk different. We all understand things different. And the journey is going to be very different for everyone. It has a lot to do as well how much you are willing to release. The other day I have a client. He was very unhappy and for all his life. And then the spirit came and told us, oh, ask this guy to move out of that city where he lives. And I told him that, and he panicked. He said, what? Moving out of my city? No way. So that's a decision that he was making, that he didn't want to move out of that city where he got no attachments, he got no family, no kids. So it was just his personal decision. So because this person didn't listen to the wisdom or to the advice or the spirit, he's gonna have a little bit of trouble getting rid of his suffering.
I have a question. Doesn't it happen sometimes that people do not hear the spirit? How do you know when you hear? I'm just saying this from a beginner standpoint.
How do you know when I hear it?
Yes.
The spirit has a very subtle energy. It's an energy that you learn to be with, because to establish a relationship with the spirit in order to understand, in order to listen to it. I'll give you an example. Let's say if you speak French and I speak Spanish. If we talk to each other once a year, we will never understand each other. But if we talk to each other every day, every day, every day, I guarantee you that in 6 months, we're going to have a good communication. Same thing with the spirit. You have to have that communication, constant communication with the spirit through meditation, to prayer, to contemplation, to contact with nature, to go within, and just wait for that feeling, that emotion, that thought, that picture. The spirit can talk to you in so many different ways, but you have to be able to recognize that frequency. And that's how you start listening to the spirit. And on top of that, when the spirit tells you something, like when the spirit came and told me that I was moving to Mexico, guess what? I listened and I did it. Many times the spirit talked to us because we don't like it and because we don't like what the spirit had to say. We decide not to do it, so we don't listen to the spirit. But the spirit is talking to us every single day.
Well, you know, like for me, I don't know how it is for you, Al, but if I'm in a good state, I mean, meaning nothing is bothering me, I get ideas in my head, and I guess that's probably spirit saying to me, okay, why don't you explore this? And I get this idea, and then I go and do it. But you have to be in a good state of mind, a good balance yourself for you to get to hear anything, to get any influences, because if you're whirling, you won't be able to know the forest from the trees. I mean, you can't. So meditation helps, doesn't it, Javier?
Because meditation is a very powerful tool. Highly recommend.
See, I'll tell you what I do. When I'm overwrought about something, I get really bad, I go and I sit down in my living room, nothing is on, I'm not by the computer, phone is not near me, my cat is near me, my cat always comes near me, he senses me, he knows what's going on with me, and I just get really quiet, and I'm not even thinking. And pretty soon, I mean, if I could get in that state, pretty soon, I open my eyes, and I kind of close my eyes sometimes, not always, but I will open my eyes, and all those feelings are gone. I mean, I'm not upset about anything.
Correct.
And I think that's why I say meditation is very important, and you can do it any way that you want. Oh, you know, I talk to God every day. Al knows that. Sometimes I don't really holler at him, but I'll say, no, what did you call what happened today? What do you call that? Why? Why did you do that? You know, I'll do things like that. But for the most part, I have this friend. She's my spiritual mentor. And she'll tell me, trust God. That's the bottom line, trust God. Well, that's easy to say to people that are whirling about things like, you know, I don't have enough money. I don't have anybody in my life. Nobody loves me. Blah, blah, all of that. That's easy to say to people. So how do you get that level? How can you, is it just by being in the meditative state, by just sitting, make yourself sit down, close your eyes, and try not to think about anything? Just, it happens in time. It will happen to you because it happens to me. I know where I am, but I don't think about anything at that moment. All of a sudden, it's all gone. All of those feelings of being upset and unhappy, it's gone. And I think if you could do that more often, I do it every day. I try to do it like in the afternoon if I can, but the same time I try, or sometimes it's in the morning. Whenever I get that feeling like I'm out of sort, I know right away, okay, it's time to stop what you're doing, get yourself up and go sit in there. And then my big cat, he's a big cat, comes and sits next to me, rubs my face, puts his head against my face, and then he lays there right with me like, okay, Mom, this is what you need to do. Just relax. I'm helping you. And it stops. But I think people don't use it enough. Isn't that true, Javier? And maybe you too, Al. People do not, they don't meditate enough, or they really don't know what it is. And meditation can be anything. It can be just sitting there, stilling, making your mind be really still. Don't think about anything. Don't ask for anything. Just sit. Even if it's 5 minutes, just sit and try. Pretty soon you're going to do it longer and longer, and pretty soon you're going to find yourself in a meditative state, which is what I go into. It's almost like a level. Javier and you, Al, probably you both know what that is. It's this level that you get to where you can hear things around you, but they're not having an effect on you, and you're like just kind of like away from it all. I do that a lot. I don't even think about it. I can do that a lot. But it's really difficult, and I know there are people out there that are really emotional about things, you know, maybe they don't have a job and all of that. It's, what do you say to people like that, Javier? You know, do you tell them to meditate? Like, say somebody lost their job and they can't find another one. What do you say? What do you do with them?
There's one very important, and it's a key word that you talk about. You say that when you feel out of source, and you have to find out what is the source. What is your source? As a human beings, we belong to this earth. We are a being of this earth. So we have to look for nature. When you feel back out of source, find the source, which is the ocean, the rivers, the earth, the glass, water, air, all these things that are so beautiful and powerful. Just connect. I urge people, that's one of the reasons why I think I'm in front of the ocean. I live in front of the ocean. I take people to the ocean to reconnect with their source. Behind me, there's a mountain that we take people to that mountain so they can reconnect with their nature. And the soil lodge, we use elements that are like water, we use the mud, we use honey, we use the heat. We use the element of air to reconnect to the source. So the more you walk away from your source, the more ill you're going to get, the more out of source you're going to feel like. So try to get and eat and drink things that are from your nature.
Well, I know when I sit on, we have to wrap it up here in a moment, but I know when I sit on my porch, I hear the birds, I have hummingbirds now that are coming to my little feeder, and you get in touch with nature, and it does help you. It really, really does, because you're taking your focus away from yourself, finally, and you're looking at something that's so beautiful, like you say. I mean, I have a lagoon behind me. I'm not far from the ocean, but I rarely go there. But still, my area right here is so beautiful, especially at this time of the year, in the morning. I mean, it's just magnificent here. Probably is the same there where you guys are. And I know I'm always seeing pictures of Al off of his porch. He's looking at the ocean. I mean, and sometimes when the sun has been setting, and he has all those, and I look at them and I think, oh my, how beautiful that is. And it's just a picture. But I think you can do that. I have your website. I can tell everybody where you are and how to reach you. And excuse the bird, because I don't know why he's doing that. Her name is Dixie. Dixie girl. Okay, it is www.thesanctuary.org/NS. Correct?
That's on my website.
That's your website. And there's a way to contact you, correct?
Yeah, no, that's not it. It is not my website.
Oh, it's not?
No. My website is
okay,
in
Spanish.
Okay,
well, what is your website? You got to spell it out. Spell it out.
www.elsan. S-A-N.
Okay.
T-U. TubuarioNTERNO.
It's
l.com.
Santuario, Santuario, INTERNO. .com. Is that what it is? Okay. Okay.
Com.
So it's E L. Everybody. S A N T U A R I O. INTERNO. .com. You can reach Javier there. I've been there, and I know he's got a place of contact. And I want to thank you for coming on. This has been very inspiring. And Al, I'm glad you fixed your phone situation there. So because we have somebody next week that we're going to be doing, and I'm tomorrow in my blog, Javier, I'm going to write something about what we talked about tonight. And I'll send you a link to it so that you can have it and you can see it. And my gal, I want to thank Candy, Stars Priestess Candy Ranson. She does all the marketing for me. She does my dashboard so that I have everything that I need. You know, little bullets are called, where they have little cue. It's a cue, like it'll tell you everything about that person that I'm interviewing or talking to, so I don't have to go looking through papers and stuff. And I also have to thank my Stars JC. She does a lot of the administrative for me. I will give her somebody's name, like I gave her your name, and I had her start looking at your bio and everything, and she sent me pages of stuff that she found so that I'm very well, you know, I know everything about the person, and I know about you. And so Candy will do something tomorrow, and when I'm done with the show, we'll post it, and it'll say everybody can listen to it, and that'll be good. And you're welcome, Al. You're welcome, Al. You said thanks. Great show. And, of course, next week, Al, you're on again. You're hearing me, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. You're on again with me. And I have to thank Al, because Al has gotten me so many beautiful people like Javier and some that are going to be coming on, you know, into the month of July and into August. And every time, you know, he brings them like that, I like to have him on the show. So I have to thank you for that. And it's really nice. I mean, you know, it's nice to have a few people on at the same time, because then I'm not doing all the talking or asking all the questions, and everybody knows Natalie can talk for the whole hour. And that's one of my gifts, Javier. I can talk. Oh, yes, I can talk.
That's a good
one of my
gift.
Precious. Pardon me?
That's a good gift.
It is. I mean, you know, I can pull things out of people. I have to say this before we end. I extended the show, but I have to say this. Last week I had a lady who'd had a bestseller, and I thought, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do this? But, I mean, we hit it off so well, and her and I were laughing before the show. She said, it's like I've known you for years. And I said, yeah, it's my voice. It's because I love people. I love to bring beautiful people and talk to them and let everybody, you know, get to learn about them and what they do. So, again, we're going to repeat his website, Javier's website, and you can contact him. You can also send me something, and I can contact him. Also, if you're interested in something, if you live in the area and you want to find out anything and you can't get to the site, maybe for one reason or another, but it's ElSantuarioInterno.com. And, of course, it's www before that. That's standard. I don't think you have to use that anymore. I think you can just type in what I just gave. But I want to thank both of you, of course, for coming on the show. I enjoyed it. And we had some callers. Some of them really didn't want to talk. That's okay. Listening is good. If you listen, that's a good thing. So with that, I'm going to close the show. And if anybody needs to reach me about something about the show, or to reach somebody that's been on the show, again, you can connect with me at Stars, S-T-A-R-Z, like in, you know, it's like a zebra, Z, Cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com. That's my magazine, or you can contact me at StarsCast at StarsPsychics.com. That's also my site. So Thank you again, and hopefully maybe we'll have you on the show again, Javier, because I bet you any money I'm going to get some emails. Well, what do you do with this, and what do you do with that, and if you're so gracious and you come back on again, we'll have you again. How's that?
Oh, thank you very much. You can also find me on Facebook as Shaman Javier.
Oh, okay. Shaman Javier. Okay. Is that your email address?
No, that's my
address. Oh, thank you again.
Facebook.
You have a good evening. Al, thank you. I love you.
I love you both.
I love everybody. And I'm going to end the show like I always do. Please believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. And we'll see you next week with another guest. We'll be on Wednesday, July 11th. And of course, we didn't do it this Wednesday because it was a holiday. Everybody have a great evening, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye. Bye.